home, turnip green.
Okay, fine. But what other kind of greens do you make besides turnip greens?
Collard green.
Okay.
Spinach. And cabbage collard green.
Okay. What are those?
Cabbages come in balls.
Yeah, like lettuce?
Yeah, like lettuce.
And you make greens out of them, you cook them?
Yeah, you cook them.
Okay. Do you ever use the word passel? Passel the kids? Something. Alright, what do you call the outside part of an ear of corn that you pull off?
A husk.
Alright. How about those little pieces that you have to pull out of the corn?
Oh, the half.
Okay. Ever heard it called silk?
Yeah.
Alright, what do you call the kind of corn you eat on the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Okay, ever heard it called sweet corn?
No.
Alright. What do you call the little thing on the top of the corn stalk?
Top of a corn stalk.
Yeah.
Top of a corn stalk.
Alright, ever heard it called a tassel?
No.
Okay.
When I think of tassel, I think of Ali.
Of Ali?
Yeah.
Why?
The tassel he wear on his shoe.
Oh, he does?
What he used to wear.
I never even noticed. Okay, what do you call a large, round, orange fruit that you carve a face in at Halloween?
Pumpkin.
Okay. What about this kind of small, yellow vegetable with a little crooked neck?
Squash.
Okay. What are some different kinds of melons?
Watermelon. Honeydew melons. Cantaloupe.
All right. Which one has a yellow fruit inside?
All three.
Watermelons have yellow inside?
Yeah. Well, no. I guess that would be a honeydew melon.
Okay.
And cantaloupe has yellow inside.
All right. What do you call the little vegetable that springs up in the woods after it rains? It's shaped like a little umbrella.
Mushroom.
All right. How about the kind you can't eat?
Poison mushroom.
Ever heard of toadstool?
A mushroom with those two.
Oh, even the ones you do eat?
Yeah.
They're just two different words of the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some are poison, some are non-poison.
What do you call things people would smoke?
Cigarette.
And?
Cigar.
Okay.
And reefers. Joggers.
We already talked about this. What do you call the kind of bird that can sing in the dark?
A bat.
Well, that's not a bird, though.
Well, that's the only one I know. Oh, even an owl.
Yeah. All right, there are two kinds of owls. One has a low voice, and the other has a really high, shrieky voice.
There's a hoot owl.
Yeah.
A hoot owl.
Ever heard of a screech owl?
Yeah. He's a hoot owl, too.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a screech owl called anything else?
Nope.
What do you call a kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
But have you ever heard any group of people referred to as peckerwoods?
Yeah.
Who?
White people.
Any particular type of white people?
Well, I would refer to the rednecks.
Okay, mostly rednecks? Like the Cajuns or something? They do peckerwoods?
Well, I see. We used to have to walk through this white neighborhood to go to Dare Champ, you know.
Oh, the grocery store?
Yeah. And that neighborhood, the white people used to chase us most of the time. Those were the peckerwoods.
Okay. Would you ever refer to, say, the President of the United States as a peckerwood? Or is it only mostly lower class white people?
Well, Nixon would be referred to as a peckerwood.
Okay. How about Ford?
Well, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't. Some
you
people would.
What do you call a kind of black and white animal with a powerful smell?
Skunk.
All right. Ever heard of call a polecat?
Yeah.
Same thing, though.
All right.